Hello, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word. It's from our weekly Sunday sermon, and we'd love to have you join with us. We're talking about community. This is the third in the series on community, and we're looking at Acts chapter 4, verses 32 to 37, and then chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. A group of followers all felt the same way about everything. None of them claimed that their possessions were their own, and they shared everything they had with each other. In a powerful way, the apostles told everyone that the Lord Jesus was now alive. God greatly blessed his followers, and no one went in need of anything. Everyone who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles. Then they would give the money, to anyone who needed it. Joseph was one of the followers who had sold a piece of property and brought the money to the apostles. He was a Levite from Cyprus, and the apostles called him Barnabas, which means one who encourages others. A lot of people were now becoming followers of the Lord, but some of the ones who spoke Greek started complaining about the ones who spoke Aramaic. They complained that the Greek-speaking widows were not given their share when the food supplies were handed out each day. The 12 apostles called the whole group of followers together and said, "We should not give up preaching God's message in order to serve at tables. My friends, choose 7 men who are respected and wise and filled with God's Spirit. We will put them in charge of these things. We can spend our time praying and serving God by preaching." This suggestion pleased everyone, and they began choosing Stephen. He had great faith and was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they chose Philip, Prochorus, Diancor, Timon, and Parmenas, and also Nicholas, who worshipped with the Jewish people in Antioch. These men were brought to the apostles. Then the apostles prayed and placed their hands on the men to show that they had been chosen to do this work. God's message spread, and many more people in Jerusalem became followers. Even a large number of priests put their faith in the Lord. So, what are some of your gifts and talents? As part of the community of faith, you come with some awesome opportunities to share Christ's love and presence with others, but you also come with some pretty awesome gifts and talents too. Remember, no one is here in this community by accident. God has called you here, and God intends for you to be here. God has plans for you and us together to be growing his kingdom right here in downtown Otisville. So again, what are some of your gifts and talents? To be sure, it was no different in that first century church in downtown Jerusalem. Jesus had ascended and the Holy Spirit had come, and now the church was rocking. New folks were joining all the time. The worship was strong, and the caring for all kinds of struggling folks was even stronger. Remember, this is a church that had not only the apostles, the disciples of Jesus, but it also had folks who had been healed by Jesus, fed by Jesus, and taught by Jesus. It had former blind people, women, slaves, paralytics, servants, tax collectors, people who had demons cast out of them, women of ill repute, soldiers, poor folks, rich folks, Jews, proselytes, and folks from all over the world who, remember, spoke all kinds of other languages in addition to Greek. There were lots of preachers and teachers, and lots of people who could share stories about Jesus. But also in the mix were cooks and cleaning people, accountants and craftsmen, farmers, herdsmen, soldiers, fishermen, lawyers, Pharisees, and all kinds of folks with all kinds of skills, even carpenters. And then the craziest thing happened. While the food was being passed out to some in the community who were widows, some of the Greek-speaking widows shared that for some reason they were getting less food than the Aramaic-speaking widows. By the way, Aramaic was the street language of the people of Jerusalem. Uh-oh, that's not good. The church was sharing with the poor and needy, much like the church does now. But this early church had a problem it needed to fix. Believers were so excited about the many ministries of the church that they were actually donating and even selling off possessions so that they could help others they had grown to care about with some basic needs like food. Understand that in those days there was no Social Security. Your Social Security was a spouse and her children, and if your spouse died and you had no children, you were on your own. Having no food or little food meant you didn't just get to eat. You just didn't get to eat unless someone else stopped by to help. And so the church did. Feeding people is a ministry that our church has participated in since I came here as pastor 38 years ago, at least. Our board of deacons is amazing, made up of people much like that first group of deacons set apart for ministry here in Acts chapter 6. We have fed all kinds of people in all kinds of circumstances, and it has expanded from an occasional bag of groceries to our current food pantry that monthly feeds over 50 families. It has also expanded to provide over 300 backpacks to children in school from food-scarce families to make sure that they have breakfast and lunch on Saturday and Sunday when they are not in school. And it has created a lending medical closet to provide crutches, walkers, commodes, shower chairs, and wheelchairs to folks who need them. It is our calling, and it is our blessing. And guess what? God has sent exactly the people with exactly the right gifts and talents to do the work of caring God intends. You. So what are some of your gifts and talents? The church in downtown Jerusalem thought that feeding others who were hungry was God's work in this world. Remember last week's sermon where 5,000 were waiting for Jesus to heal their family and friends, and Jesus fed them all? And there were 12 baskets of bread left over? And I pointed out that we are the keepers of the 12 baskets? Jesus had taught them well. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, get thirsty folks drinks, visit the sick, be Jesus' presence with those in need. And if some are not getting fed fairly, what do? We look around the community and note that while it has lots of preachers that need to keep preaching and healers that need to keep healing, it also has lots of people who are really good at logistics. The Jerusalem church had ministers, but like ours, it also had administrators. Not only that, but it had people who spoke Greek, and it had people who had Greek names. It wasn't going to be Joshua who dropped off your food if you were a Greek widow, but one named Prochorus, or Timon, or Parmenas. The apostles, instead of worrying or deflecting or arguing or being defensive, called to the community for those God had sent with the gifts and talents to get food to hungry people, and then set them apart for just that ministry. Deacons, from the Greek word diakonos, which means servant or minister, someone who comes to bless you. You see, in the community, God blesses us with wisdom, passion, and purpose, and God blesses us with people God has sent on purpose to get kingdom work done. So what are some of your gifts and talents? The community of faith needs you. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's been fun. If you have questions, you can, of course, contact us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at otisvillepress.org. Thanks.